This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, Montevideo, Minnesota, actually. Here's what I tell everyone. In the good old U.S. of A. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams. And happiness ain't out of reach.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind.
Hard work pays off.
Proudly serving our fine listeners across North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota. Enjoy our conversations on the program very much. Thank you for the calls, the emails, the texts. You can call us at 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Jimmy Failla of Fox Nation, Fox Across America.
Join
us at the bottom of the hour. Look forward to finding out what he's up to. And you know, he has got to be one of the busiest guys at Fox because he does the radio show, obviously, and he's on so many different shows. It's unbelievable how many shows he's on. I mean, Kilmeade does a radio show, and he does, you know, Fox and Friends in the morning, obviously. He's a close second. But, boy, Jimmy Failla is a rising star at Fox News.
Oh, yeah. About it. I had last week when Jason Chaffetz was filling in for him because he and Kennedy were on this Laughs and Liberty tour down in Florida. And I said, dude, Jason Chaffetz, great guy, I'm sure. Radio host, ZZZ, like, putting me to sleep. Just saying. I said, have a great show this weekend. He says, thanks, girlfriend. I'll let him know.
I love it.
He's a great guy.
Next up on the program, we welcome Pat Garofalo. Pat is a state representative from the Farmington area there, Rice County, I guess, and is one of our go-to sources on sort of what's happening in Minnesota these days as a result of the DFL leadership. And look forward to breaking down not so much the session point by point, but more what the carnage is from all of it. So looking forward to this chat. Pat, welcome back. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for having me on this morning.
You bet. Glad to have you. Thanks a bunch. So what is the state of Minnesota right now?
Oh, boy. Well, the legislative session just adjourned for the year, and despite the fact that there are very narrow Democratic majorities by the DFL party, they rammed through a very hard left agenda this year on fiscal matters, despite a over $18 billion budget surplus, the largest surplus in state history. They still raise taxes. Despite the fact that there's a public safety crisis with repeat criminals, repeat felons engaging in criminal activity, they reduced sentences for violent criminals by allowing prisoners to get out early. And then third and finally, on a whole host of divisive social issues, they ran through a hard left agenda that is more akin to San Francisco than would be to the Midwest. So a very concerning legislative session, no shortage of things that went wrong. I guess if there's one good piece of news, it's that Minnesota has now legalized marijuana, so now we'll be able to have, that'll be our treatment mechanism for dealing with some of the problems we're going to be having going forward here.
Oh, my gosh. Democrats held control of both the House and the Senate not all that long ago, and I think Mark Dayton was governor. Wasn't that about 10 years ago? Why the difference now? What's happened with the DFL?
Well, you're correct. In 2013, 2014, the Democrats did have total control of Minnesota government. But that Democratic Party had more geographic diversity. Back then, there were more Democrats who represented rural Minnesota in the regional centers. The Democratic Party now is overwhelmingly metro. There's a few seats in the Duluth and Rochester areas, but for the overwhelming majority of their caucus is from the Twin Cities, seven-county metro area. Back in 2013 and 14, there were still some moderates in the Democratic Party. But now those moderates are all but gone, or if they exist, they weren't really willing to flex their authority and vote moderate on issues. So whether it's raising the sales tax now in the metro area to over 8%, whether it's growing spending by close to 40%, it really is a hard left extreme agenda. And I'll be very candid with you that I think people would have concerns about both political parties right now and some of the extremist elements they have. And until one or both of the parties calm down, the best thing we can hope for in Minnesota is to have divided government. We're seeing sort of the amplification of the extremism in the Democratic Party being manifested in policy, and it's very concerning for the future of the state.
Yeah, so what is the fallout from this? I mean, I've heard you say this session, and it's you know, the product of this session will permanently change Minnesota. How so?
I think the biggest concern is that the effects it's going to have on public safety as well as to wealth migration. So the state of Minnesota has a problem right now where we are bleeding both people and money out of the state of Minnesota. And one statistic I can share with you is that every year the Internal Revenue Service, our good friends at the IRS, they publish data on wealth migration. It's simple as when people file their taxes, where did they live the previous year? Where did they live the current year? And the most recent year available, the state of Wisconsin lost $61 million of adjusted gross income. So that's $61 million that was made in Wisconsin and left for another state. At that same time frame, the state of Minnesota lost over $1.5 billion of adjusted gross income. So we are experiencing an unprecedented flight of wealth out of the state of Minnesota. And this is very concerning for our economic future, to not only for economic activity, for investment, and for growth of jobs, but just also for balancing the budget. Minnesota has some of the highest income tax rates in the nation, and it appears that a growing number of people are sick and tired of paying those taxes, and they're leaving. And when they're leaving, that's tax capacity that is abandoning our state and leaves a smaller tax base to support what is an increasingly growing and larger size and scope of government. Now, if we were to cut spending, that would be one thing. That would be okay. But the current crew, the Democrats in charge right now, despite the largest budget surplus in state history, are intent on raising taxes. So you can imagine if we have a deficit, how absolutely bonkers they'll go with tax increases in that situation.
It's all so exciting, isn't it? It's so exciting.
Well, here's the deal. Hey. Other than Pat Garofalo on What's on Your Mind, I don't hear a lot of people talking about it. I mean, that stat you talked about from the difference in Wisconsin and Minnesota and the amount of wealth that's left. I mean, is anybody going, well, wait a minute here, we got a problem?
Pat is. Walter, I mean, there's a ton of people that are, but they don't care. They're not listening.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do about it, Pat?
Well, I think people do care, and people are concerned about it. Going forward, obviously, people have jobs, they got families, they worry about these things. But to understand, and these things don't happen overnight. They've been going on for quite a while, and to look where Minnesota is heading, you just need to look at states that have already implemented the policies that are being phased in Minnesota. I mean, the perfect shining example of this is the state of Illinois. The state of Illinois lost $10 billion of adjusted gross income in 1 year. They are in what's called the doom loop or the death spiral, where they lose consumers, so they lose businesses, so they lose jobs, so then they lose consumers, so then they lose more. And you can see the cycle just continues onward. And that's where Illinois is at. And my concern about the state of Minnesota is that if we don't make some changes in our policy, if we don't factor affordability and reducing the size and scope of government overreach, that Minnesota is going to be the new Illinois. And I haven't met anyone in Minnesota who wants that.
No, it's spot on.
Yeah, and meanwhile, they keep ramming it down your throats, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, not only are they not hearing this, they're hell-bent on more of the same, aren't they?
Yeah, well, as Margaret Thatcher famously said, eventually you run out of other people's money. That's the problem with socialism. And what we're seeing here is just an unprecedented expansion in government spending. Now, the good news is, in a weird sort of way, that people who work for a living are tending to leave the state of Minnesota. So there's actually a shortage of workers right now. So as they attempt to impose their agenda on Minnesotans, they're going to have a real hard time hiring government workers to do this because there simply just aren't any more workers in large parts of the state of Minnesota.
Amazing. Short break here. We'll continue our conversation with Pat Garofalo, House Representative from Minnesota. Talk a little bit about Governor Tim Walz, too, when we come
back.
Here's
the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA. Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39. At PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman Counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Winoska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Bot Mill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger Counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that oil and natural gas, that industry, touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas, advancing the possibilities. More of our chat with Pat Garofalo, who is a state representative in Minnesota representing the Farmington area. Just a little bit about the dynamics of the mess in Minnesota, for lack of a better term. Is all of this that you're talking about leading to businesses leaving Minnesota?
Well, what it's leading to is a migration of people, wealth, and investment leaving our state. And so whether that is businesses relocating, individuals relocating, or perhaps existing businesses just expanding in other states. That's a deep concern. A project that highlights this is in Minnesota, we have a nickel deposit. Nickel is needed for electric batteries, for electric cars and stuff. And there's actually a proposal to mine that material and put it onto rail cars and ship it to your state of North Dakota for the high-end processing to create and extract nickel from that ore material. So we're actually going to be taking part of Minnesota, putting it on trains, and moving it to North Dakota. And the worst part about this is that the federal government's actually going to help this company. They're going to give them $100 million to do it. That's the state of the situation in Minnesota right now in terms of permitting and regulations. So the hope is going forward that we're going to be able to recognize that government costs and government restrictions on commerce are limiting the quality of life and economic opportunity for Minnesotans, and that we need to do a better job. And that's going to be very important next year in the November elections in 2024. To make sure that we can restore some reasonableness and adulthood to Minnesota government.
Why do we have to keep reteaching government over the decades of that? I mean, it's just like every time there's a new crop and they go further out and within, we know that this is not what works. We know that, you know, crippling commerce and hamstringing business is not the way to, but yet they keep doing it. And it's not just recently. It's like, you know,
It's a left-wing...
It's like a never-ending.
It's a left-wing fantasy land, isn't it, Pat?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know what planet they live on, but it's not Earth, that's for sure. If you look, it's not just Minnesota. If you look nationwide, states with high government costs and government restrictions are losing people and wealth. And states that are allowing commerce and freedom and economic activity are doing really good. So you take a look at the loser states, the exit states, Illinois, California, New York, New Jersey. These are not the states that people want to live in. Instead, they're moving to states that are being more prosperous. Florida, Texas, Georgia, South Carolina, Nevada. These are states that by any objective measurement of economic activity are seeing people, investment, and wealth move to them. And rather than mimicking the strategies of those exit states that are failing, Minnesota would do much better if it was mimicking the ideas of those states that are being successful.
I heard you say, I was listening to Joe Suchere podcast the other day, you had a great conversation with him, but did I hear you say a Fortune 500 company was leaving Minnesota?
No, I did not say that. I think there's going to be some news involving a Fortune 500 company that's not going to be good for Minnesota, but that information is, you know, we'll have to see how things play out, but there's just there's some very concerning news on the horizon for Minnesota, and it's, you know, this economic failure and decay, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not immediate. It's just a gradual, steady rate of exit, decay, and decline.
Yeah.
And to understand, if we don't change course where Minnesota's going, just look at the state of Illinois. The state of Illinois, in 1 year, they lost 2.5% of all their adjusted gross income to other states. One out of every $40 that were earned in the state left. And if you listen to the Democrat governor of Illinois, and you listen to the Democrats at Illinois, they will tell you that things are just fine, that it's vibrant, that they've made historic investments. In fact, if you listen to the Illinois Democrats, they use the exact same language as Minnesota Democrats in claiming that things are fine and things are okay. And this is the pathway Minnesota is on. And the good news is we're not as bad as Illinois, right? That's the good news. The bad news is we're not as bad as Illinois.
Give them a minute.
Well, yes.
Uber Uber threatened to leave. You know, Mayo Clinic threatened to stop a major, major investment. So there are some signs of this. I don't know if anybody's listening. I guess Walls vetoed the Uber-Lyft deal, right? Did that surprise you?
I mean, it would have been there's a pretty good chance that both Uber and Lyft, the ride-sharing companies, simply would have pulled the plug in the state of Minnesota, and that wouldn't have benefited anybody. And normally when public policy has a failure, there's a long lead time on it. It takes years to see that something didn't work. But in that case, that would have been very apparent August 1st. And so Tim Walz proves that even a broken clock is right twice a day. But the important thing is that I think from a political perspective, he recognized that this was going to be immediately destructive. And had he signed the bill into law, it would have likely required a special session to be repealed this year. So the scary part is that every Democrat in the legislature voted for that bill. And even Tim Walz said that the ideas of the DFL were so extreme he had to veto them. So that's a pretty stinging indictment when Tim Walz is the voice of reasonableness and stopping something. But, you know, there's a lot of bad things that happened this legislative session, and the Democrats they're not done. The fact that Rochester Mayo had to threaten to pull billions of dollars of investment to stop what would have been a very damaging bill for rural hospitals tells you how just totally out of control things are. And the way that Minnesota can fix things, the way we can have better results, is by having more Minnesotans at the table. And right now, half the state is telling the other half of the state what to do. You know, the Democrats in the legislature are telling half the state to sit down, shut up. If you don't like it, leave. And they're cramming their agenda down people's throats. And the better solution for Minnesota going forward is to restore reasonableness and for us to be working together so that the ideas of both the political left and the right are brought to the table and compromises agreed upon.
Only have a minute left, but explain Tim Walz to me in a minute or less.
Washington, D.C. politician. He misses Washington. He wants to go back. Whether that's as a cabinet appointee or a senator or this delusional view that he could be a president or vice president, I think, it's not an urban myth. In large parts of Minnesota, there are restaurants that have signs on the wall that say, do not serve this man. And they have a photo of Tim Walz. They remember him from the government shutdowns. I used to think that was an urban myth or a joke, but
I've seen
it's actually 100% real. And so, you know, I think outside of Hennepin and Ramsey counties, the two largest counties in Minnesota, Tim Walz just ain't that popular. And I think he misses being Mr. Popular, and a great way to do that from his perspective is to go back to Washington, D.C. I just think he really misses it up there. And one sense that makes me happy, because I'd like to see him leave Minnesota. The other sense, I don't like the damage that he's doing in our state and is leaving behind. Yeah. So Minnesota deserves better than it's getting right now.
Well, keep doing what you're doing. You know, you make a very good case for facts and numbers, and, I think that's important for people to get the whole story. I know it's not easy in the environment you're in. But, Pat, thank you. Pat Garofalo, Farmington, Minnesota State Representative, our guest on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustration if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
USA News Update. President Biden says the House took a critical step forward last night to prevent a default after the chamber voted to pass the debt ceiling bill 314-117. Biden called it a bipartisan compromise. The bill did reach the Senate late last night and could head for a vote today. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy after the vote.
As an American, tomorrow will be better than today. I had to be an optimist that every day I woke up and said, maybe today the president would change his mind. Maybe today he'd want to put the country first. Maybe today he'd want to meet. But he never did. Not until our entire conference pass the bill.
Chipotle is giving away free burritos during the NBA Finals that start tonight. The company announced that every time a player makes a three-pointer, the company will give away 300 free meals. Follow Chipotle on Twitter to get in on the Mexican food action. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow. Our friend Mike Lindell continues to battle on all fronts for the conservative cause. The guy is tireless. Least we can do is say, hey, we're going to buy some of your good products. The best bathrobes money can buy. Trust me on this one thing. Towels, same thing. Incredible. My wife and I, Marie and I, have had I don't know how long now, 3-4 years in towels.
Oh, it's all off. The slippers, I still wear them.
They last forever.
I'm just saying, but if I ever open my medicine cabinet, he's standing there, I bow.
Call this number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com. Just remember to use the promo code SCOTT. One and only Jimmy Failla, Fox Across America's shining star, joins us on What's On Your Mind today. Jimmy, how are you?
Well, first of all, happy Pride Month, you guys. Happy Pride. I don't know if you heard. It's everywhere I turn. My question is, if this is Pride Month, what are we calling the other 11 months? Because I live in New York, you understand? Like, I am not, a cop stopped me yesterday for driving without a rainbow flag.
Welcome to America. You know, I've often thought, you know, there's a Veterans Day and a Pride Month.
Yeah.
I think we got that a little goofy, don't we?
Should we ever reverse that? And remember, you're talking to a guy, like, I grew up in Levittown, which was all GIs returning home from World War II. That's what I grew up around, guys who served the country. A lot of old men you shouldn't make a sudden move around. But they were great dudes. And, yes, I am with you. I think Veterans Day should – how do they not get a month? They're the most important people we have. We should start that campaign. Of all the crazy campaigns going on right now, you know, you can dress up a nun and drag and go to a Dodgers game. Why can't we get the veterans a month?
What a great – yeah. Perfect.
100%. Let's make that our mission, Jimmy.
Thank you. Well, the Dodgers, by the way, people are bashing them, but they do lead the league in drag bunts. So there's that. Good night, everybody. Good night.
The work has gone so woke. The world is just, it's unbelievable. I mean, their answer to that whole mess was, well, we'll have a family day, too. You know, like, you know, you know that's an equivalent. Thank you very much. Wow.
A family day. Yes, the Manson family. That's
yeah.
The problem.
Exactly right. So you're in New York today? You're in the Big Apple?
Yeah, today's one of those weird days where you see me do every job on Fox News. I was on Fox and Friends at 5 a.m. Then I was on Stuart Varney at 11. I'll be on, obviously, my radio show for 3 hours. Then I do the Dagan McDowell show. Then I'm on the 8 p.m. show. Then I trim Geraldo's mustache. And then we're having a problem with one of the air conditioning ducts. I think I got to get in there and clean that at 9. But it's all good in the hood. You know, versatility is your pal.
Jesus,
if you're a guy like me.
Do Jenny and Lincoln even recognize you anymore? Are you come on. By the way, how was Lincoln's baseball season? How'd he end?
So So Lincoln's team, because he hasn't been on the show in like 4 weeks, they finished up 10-2.
Nice.
But it's JV, so they don't have playoffs yet, which is good for me because it's less things to bet on. But they did, you know, they had a good season. He had a good time. And now this is the time of year where he can spend more time at Fox. So I actually see a lot of them. Like when we do live Hannity's or I'm hosting Gutfeld, I actually bring him and stick him in the audience and let him hang out. And for some of the stand-up dates I'm doing on the road, like we take him too. I took him to Reno because I'm a good dad. And we went to Reno. We had like a scared straight. I walked him around the casino for 2 hours and talked to him about the Ghost of Christmas Future. And he's, you know, he's a changed man, which I'm happy to say. But, yeah, Failed Family's doing good, and I thank you for asking. We went to the Bronx Saturday night. We went to see the Yankees, paid $30 for a beer.
Oh.
So that's the thing I wanted to tell you guys. It's like Major League Baseball and all these pro sports that are lecturing us about inequality. I'm like, there is no bigger monument to inequality than guys making $30 million a year to play a children's game. And charging me $30 for a beer to watch it.
Well, I have a solution for you. You should order a Bud Light. They're a buck.
And it's nice because they throw in a free set of nuts. There you go.
Oh, where's my rim shot? Where the get out of here. Oh, my God. I want to go back to your schedule at Fox. Seriously, nobody in the whole Fox family works as many hours as you do. You must just say yes to everything.
You'd be proud of me. I actually don't. I have a lot of weird things going on because I'm writing a book and I'm working on a stand-up special. So I'm not actually as available as it looks sometimes. But I like doing it. And the thing is, like, it'll never seem like work to me because there's no comparison between TV and cab driving. You know, I never had to sit in a makeup chair before a taxi show, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I had to sit in a makeup chair after because I got roughed up by one of the passengers. But, you know, for me, it's all like a drinking story where your life was one thing one day and then everything exploded the other way. And so I'm just kind of laughing it up, having a good time. It's not real work. Like I go home at night and we laugh about it, you know, and you get tired and your brain kind of fries out. But I didn't bring a lot of brain into this gig, so it's really not much of a deterioration.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know if people know Jimmy's story. You kind of forget because now we know him as a big-time Fox News star and radio host of Fox Across America, but he was a cabbie. You were a cabbie.
Oh, yes. A long time in New York City, 7 years full-time, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. And really quick, people always assume that you'd see crazier stuff at night, you know, because you're driving people on bars and stuff. It's actually not true. Like, anybody can get in your cab at 3 in the morning and bombed, but it takes a real winner to hop in at 9, 10 a.m., you know, and be under the influence. And
that's a pro ball there.
You remember. Yeah.
You ever meet the cash cab guy, Ben?
You know what's funny? So Ben Bailey, who's a comic, he's a buddy of mine. I know him well. He's a really good
dude. Love that show.
Yeah, it was a really funny show. So what would happen in my cab all the time is everyone who got in, because it is a rarity to have a white cab driver. It just is. And what's funny about it is, you know, we're living in such a politically correct day and age. People wouldn't say white in my cab. Like, they would actually say, hey, it's so good to see a Native American New Yorker driving a cab, because they just didn't want to say white. I was like, I don't even know what that means. I had one guy call me a Yankee. He's like, we don't get a lot of Yankees driving us. I was like, yeah, that's because Jeter makes $18 million a year. But stick with me, okay? Ben Bailey, because his show was a thing at the time I was driving a cab, everybody who got into my cab either thought I was an undercover cop, because there's a lot of that in New York, or it was cash cab. So it was really common for, like, groups of people to get in and be like, so, do you have any questions you want to ask them? And I'd be like, yeah, where are you headed? That was it, you know?
Do you tip well?
They try to angle their way onto the game show. But, yeah, people for the most part did tip well because I was, like, an outgoing cab driver. So you got to think the years were full-time, like 07 to 2014 were like my full-time hardcore years, and after that I was still driving, just not 84 hours a week. But in that era, like, the smartphone was just becoming a thing. So in like 07, everyone who got in the cab talked to you, and you were like an affordable psychiatrist is what you came to realize. They just dumped all the problems because they knew they were never going to see you again, you know? And that's what's funny. Like, someone gets in and talks for 40 minutes about their love life, and then 3 weeks later, you do see him again. And it's pretty awkward, I'm not going to lie. You're like, oh, hello, cowboy. Look who's back in action. But it was a lot of fun, man. I enjoyed it. It's psychotic. It doesn't pay well. You're cheating death every mile of the road. But, you know, there are most of the days you want to die, so you're not trying to cheat it too hard.
Tell us how New York City is these days. I know you've in the past been the one to say don't visit the city because I have a daughter there, so I visit the city. But and I do like New York a lot. I just love the love the whole thing. But we're just talking about Minnesota actually, and you know how all this wealth migration has left $1.5 billion exiting the state, and businesses moving, and the legislature is a left wing freak show, and how does it compare to New York City? What's going on?
New York right now is basically L.A. without the palm trees. They're doing the same thing. They're decimating their tax base because it's not business friendly. You know, any individual wealth is leaving town because you can't. The thing is, like, you're paying high taxes, and most people that can pay high taxes are okay with paying them if they feel like they're getting a return on their investment. But when you see so much critical infrastructure around you crumbling, it's really hard to justify. So New York right now, it's really weird because this is the spring. This is that first week. And if you came here, you would notice like the city is in a good mood because it's warm out. People are back outside again. But if you weren't from New York, you'd think we have a lot of joggers. You're like, wow, they must be training for the marathon. But if you live here, you realize none of them are joggers. They're just people getting chased. And that's what's going on.
It is
a lawless region. I'm like, dude, no, they don't go jogging with a briefcase and a suit on. But that's what's happening in New York. Dude, we got some real dicey parts of town. And I feel bad about that because I want you guys to know this. When I drove a cab, the city was nice. It was nice. Like, we were post Giuliani, but Bloomberg was as big on law enforcement as Giuliani was, in that he was still on board with stop and frisk and policing other quality of life offenses, because he realized if you don't police the little stuff, it leads to those criminals committing bigger stuff. You know, it's the difference between a grass eater and a meat eater. You know, somebody who skips a subway fare is a grass eater. He's not really a menace to society. But if you don't prosecute him for skipping subway fares, eventually he starts stealing purses on the platform. Now he's a meat eater. You know, and that's the problem in New York. It went from a city of, you know, we had grass eaters under, you know, Bloomberg, Giuliani, but we didn't have like the open presence of meat eaters. And when you look at the city now, 26,000 felonious assaults so far in the past year. It means 26,000 times a person was randomly walking to work or a meeting at the gym and just got hit by a brick or clotheslined by some hobbit. Like, that's not, you know, that shouldn't be an acceptable standard of living anywhere, let alone the most expensive place in the world.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Sad to see what's happening.
Yeah.
It really is. And Mayor Adams not doing much good there at all. I understand you're going to be in the upper Midwest here pretty soon. Doing
this weekend.
The Comedy Act, huh? Davenport?
Yes. We're going to Davenport, Iowa, Kennedy and myself, the Laughs and Liberty Tour. And I just, a PSA, if anyone's listening and they're driving over from any of the Dakotas or Minneapolis, I know it's a bit of a haul, but you'd be shocked. When people drive, I had a guy come to a Reno show from Pennsylvania. And I was like, all right, so I don't feel safe around you, sir. That's too much. Not good.
Hey, by the way, Jim, we got a friends of ours, the listener friends, Dell and Chris, are making the drive 8 hours. They're going down to see us. So
there you go.
Stop it.
I'm not kidding. And then I said, well, I'm going to ask him see if there's a meet and greet going on. I'll see if I can get you in.
I meet everyone.
I know a guy that knows him. So,
yeah. Well, they were fine right until they dropped your name.
I know, right? Yeah, exactly. That's usually the case. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna get you their info. I'll text it to you.
Hey, have a great show, and thanks a ton for the chit chat, and look forward to chatting again soon. And keep up the great work.
You too, guys. You're the best. I'll see
hey,
you soon.
And congrats on all the success, man.
Oh,
couldn't have to a better guy.
Fun to see. Oh, yeah. Really is. Fun to watch. It's awesome.
Rock and roll. I'll
all
try
right
not to screw it up.
The great Jimmy Failla with us. Fox Across America on What's on Your Mind.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Raced off a route Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt.
Go.
It's where I drank my first beer.
And Red Dirt Road.
Found Jesus.
Got a few of the red dirt roads out west.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could take Tim Walz down a couple of the red dirt roads in my neighborhood.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show you around a little bit.
There you go. Take a drive.
Yeah.
PetroServe USA has some home cooking waiting for you today. Grab and go convenience as well. Chicken fettuccine on 45th Street.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah. Tater tot hot dish, Yulin. There's stew in Glendon. Salisbury steak, NP Avenue. Swedish meatballs at 12th Avenue and I-29. My personal favorite would be bacon cheeseburger hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Or the Southern Fried Chicken Bowl. and cheesy dog or freedom, excuse me, French dip sandwich. We'll call it a freedom French dip sandwich today in Valley City. At PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, you just tell them Scott sent you. Steve Moore from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity has a neat point about how the climate change fanatics have struck out again. Are the global alarming, excuse me, the global warming alarmists even capable of being embarrassed by their hair-raising predictions of doom that are never validated by the facts? One of the more preposterous predictions, you ready for this, Kev?
All right, Jane Fonda?
Is that a warmer planet will reduce agriculture output.
Jane Fonda said we had 8 years.
Which probably explains why Greenland and Norway produce so much more food than California.
Yeah.
Here's the latest scare by the Biden EPA. Decreased crop yields, rising temperatures, and carbon dioxide concentrations may increase some crop yields, but the yields of major commodity crops such as corn, rice, and oats are expected to be lower than they would in the future without climate change.
Ah!
All right, farmers. That's right. You're going to produce less because of climate change. You're going to buy into the climate change. Yeah.
Well, I bought into climate change a long time ago. Climate is changing. It has been for millennia. Billions of years, the climate has been changing on this planet. It's going to continue to change, whether mankind has anything to say about it or not. The planet will decide whether we stay or go. And to be so pompous to think that, by charging me more taxes, you can somehow control the weather. Give me a break.
You want to know the funny part
of
this?
Just stop talking.
The funny part of this is, on one hand, they're talking about, again, rising temps and carbon dioxide concentrations may increase some crop yields, but the yields of major commodity crops, corn, rice, and oats, are expected to be lower than they would in a future without climate change. Okay, that's the nutty stuff from the White House. The Biden White House, actually the Department of Agriculture, put out a release showing record global corn production and the growth. Same thing on wheat. Same thing on rice. So, who's right? There are two possibilities here. One, a warming planet doesn't really reduce food production. Or the Earth isn't warming. Either way, they lose.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the thing is, priceless. I mean, my humble opinion, and I've read and studied and listened to a lot of different views. TED Talks to climate conferences to all sorts of things, and when I just look at the whole big picture of the planet, how long it's been here, what it's gone through, that we're in the fifth or sixth ice age right now that we know of. This big blue ball has frozen solid like 5 or 6 times, and the sun melts it every time. That's what it's doing right now. And whether are we contributing to it or not, I don't know, probably. Can we stop it? No. Can we prolong it? Who knows? But to say that we're going to somehow survive it, or the planet's not going to heat up, is ridiculous. Of course it's going to heat up. Keep doing what it's doing.
Couple of breaking news stories. One, we've learned that Governor Burgum is planning to deploy approximately 100 North Dakota National Guard members to Texas to help secure the U.S.-Mexico border in support of Operation Lone Star. Today's announcement comes in response to a request made by Texas Governor Greg Abbott in a letter asking for states to send available resources to combat illegal activity at the border and ensure the safety and security of all Americans in the absence of action by the Biden administration to address the border crisis. What I wonder there is, did the troops that were there come home? Or is this 100 additional?
Probably additional. I hadn't heard.
And also news today out of Attorney General Drew Wrigley's office that as part of an 18-state coalition, they filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration over the Department of Homeland Security's new Circumvention of Lawful Pathway Rules. Wouldn't you like the name of that one? Circumvention of Lawful Pathways. Yeah. The federal government has an obligation to the states and to the people of this country to enforce federal immigration laws and protect our national borders, said Wrigley. But rather than enforcing our border security laws, the federal government is encouraging illegal aliens to schedule their entry into this country through the phone app. Good for them. Good for them. By the way, thanks, Super Producer Chris Larson. It is an additional 100 troops going down to the border. But you've got 18-state coalition. We're part of it, taking on the Department of Homeland Security on the horrible border policy. About time. I love it. And get up to court ASAP. Wow. Busy show today, friends. We're out of time. Thanks for listening. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.